You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, May 31st, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
It's been a rough week for stockholders. The Indian equity markets fell slightly again on Thursday. Nifty was down by 0.95%, while Sensex dropped 0.83%. The Reserve Bank of India released its annual report yesterday. It said that despite challenges, India is set to grow faster and stronger over the next decade. RBI noted the resilience of the Indian economy in the face of multiple external factors, including geopolitical tensions and risks due to climate change. Shyam Ghosh and Gopika Gopakumar write that another challenge that the RBI specifically pointed out was the rapid development of artificial intelligence, as opposed to being treated as an opportunity. Interestingly, a deficient monsoon meant that India had to overly rely on manufacturing and services sectors to power its 7.6% growth last year. Thierry Delaporte's time as the CEO of Wipro was a rocky one. He was set to be at Wipro's helm for 5 years, but could barely eke out 14 months. Despite the short stint, he became one of the richest executives in India's IT sector. When Delaporte was asked to resign by Wipro chairman Rishad Premji, he was told he could have a hefty severance, $4.33 million or 36 crore rupees. However, public investors weren't too thrilled at such an expensive severance package. Varun Sood reports that more than 75% of investors voted against it. However, strong promoter holding meant that Premji could guarantee Delaporte his exit pay. It's a rare dispute between investors and the management in a company as well managed as Wipro, Varun writes. It's not a good year for MBA students. A Deloitte report said that the campus placement budgets for business graduates had fallen by 33%. This is the first time companies have reduced their budgets for freshers. Even top engineering colleges have failed to attract recruiters this past placement season. Devina Sen Gupta writes that a global economic slowdown has affected foreign companies hiring Indian graduates, while other companies are looking for hires that require minimal training. It's a dim job market out there. Chinese EV makers are hoping to expand across the globe, but the options are dwindling. First, the European Union planned to increase their import duties to around 25-30% on these vehicles. Next, the US said it would increase the taxes to 100% of the car's value. And now, the next most viable foreign market, India, might soon lose out too. The central government is ramping up its effort to monitor the dumping of Chinese EVs in India. Tirendra Kumar reports that senior government officials are worried that after being shunned from the Western markets, these automakers will fill Indian markets with cheap electric cars. Officials are considering raising the import duties on electric engines or imposing stringent quality checks to protect Indian car makers, reports Tirendra. At one point, old age homes were the only option available for senior citizens. But today we have independent senior living, an arrangement where retirees stay alone with services such as meals and health checkups provided regularly. By 2050, India will be home to more than 17% of the world's elderly population. That provides a huge market for senior living, but at the moment, it's a luxury that only the affluent can afford. Madhurima Nandi takes a deep dive into this industry and writes about the present situation, the opportunities and the challenges for senior living to become a viable part of India's booming real estate market. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.